The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 58 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from The K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yeah, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You, or you can use the hashtag How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. So this is where Shanice is going to give us a rundown of the hottest K-news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
Yes, so first we're going to talk about Mark from GOT7 deletes / archives all his Instagram posts.
Ooh.
So on the 19th of October, Mark deleted or archived all his posts on IG and changed his display icon to a black circle. On top of that, he added to his story saying, "I'm trying my best, can't you tell?" on a plain black background. This caused fans to worry about his health. Members of the GOT7's fandom, Agassi, immediately took to Twitter and asked everyone to check in on him. However, some fans are trying to stay positive and hoping that it's some sort of spoiler or announcement for his upcoming solo debut album. So as you know, many K-pop idols or artists in general, they like to just wipe their whole social media before they announce their next project. So that's what some fans think he's doing. A few weeks ago, Mark's photos hinted at him filming for a music video for his debut album. He also went live and said he had a lot of songs ready that he wanted to show his fans, and he also spoiled some by playing them and teased that he had enough songs to have a whole tour.
Oh wow.
Okay, he'd be working. He had also been trending on the 14th of October as he tweeted, "Date set." Agassiz think that this was referring to a possible release date for his album. So we might be also getting a pre-release single, as he also tweeted he was finishing up a single after attending Paris Fashion Week. So we're just hoping that he's okay and it's just, you know, plotting his next era.
Hopefully he's good, he's all right, staying healthy and well. One thing that this just reminded me of is, like, I think when Kylie Jenner done it before she had a launch, like, the poor person that has to archive, like, all of those posts.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, God.
Oh, when Lord. I was reading this, I was kind of tempted to do this with K-pop, but start again. To be honest, I thought that no one would care anyway.
No, I care. We care, guys. Essentially, some love. We care.
No one cares about me. Anyway, moving on. We'll have a breakdown. Okay, moving on to some CL news. The baddest female. So on the 20th of October, just before the release of her first full-length album, Alpha, CL had a moment to sit down with her fans for a countdown live event via TikTok. During the event, CL was able to surprise her fans by sharing snippets of some of the unreleased songs and some of the remix songs that she's been working on. So she first shared an unreleased snippet of 21's I'm the Best that was meant to feature Justin Bieber. Also, unreleased version of Hello Bitches that featured MIA, which was originally going to be called Asian Bitches. And also an unreleased track called One and Only featuring Chris Brown, and another one called Let It featuring Park Bom and Dada. So, you know, her playing these songs, especially the 21 I Am The Best that's meant to have Justin Bieber on it. YG, why did you fumble the bag? Why did you hate 21 so much? Because even like American ads were using, I think it was Microsoft, I could be wrong, it was even Microsoft or Dell, they used I Am The Best.
I swear there was a car advert as well. I don't remember.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. But the song was Bubbling Under. That could have been a turning point, because Justin Bieber was like in his prime during that time, like 2010's time, right? And on top of that, CL has also signed with, I don't know if it's meant to be TAP or Tap Music, I'm not sure. But yeah, she signs with Tap Music. So she's joining Dua Lipa, Lana Del Rey, Ellie Goulding and more. So yes, girl. And last but not least, because we have to talk about it, I guess.
Ooh.
Did you hear about the whole Aespa thing?
That one song that the whole K-pop industry seems to really love.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
That's a good song, but no. So Aespa's Giselle has apologized for mouthing a racial slur on camera.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that I was talking about. That one song. Everyone keeps doing it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So last week, Aespa uploaded a behind-the-scenes video. Fans who watched the video noticed while Giselle was mouthing the lyrics to SZA's Love Glow that was playing in the background, she also mouthed the N-word part of the song. The video has now been deleted, I think. I could be wrong. Oh. I think I made that up. I don't know. Well, it was deleted for a while. I don't know if they put it back, but it was deleted. Anyway, on the 25th of October, Giselle actually posted an apology on Twitter, which is amazing because SM don't allow their artists to speak, especially like that. Like,
it's very progressive of them.
Yeah, it's really weird. But anyway, this is what she said. She said, "Hello, this is Giselle. I'd like to apologize for mouthing the wrongful word from the lyrics of the song that was playing on site. I had no intention of doing it with any purpose and got carried away when one of my favorite artists' song was played. I sincerely apologize. I will continue to learn and be more conscious of my actions."
I hope this doesn't sound shady, but is Giselle not American?
I'm confused. I think she's half Korean, half Japanese, but she went to an international school. Okay. That's why she knows how to speak English. Mm. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think she grew up in America, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
Some people are like, you know, accepting the apology. Others are like, they don't like how this was worded because she said, "I got carried away," which implies she says this often and she's only sorry because it was caught on camera. How do you feel about the apology?
One, like, we shouldn't commend things that shouldn't have happened in the first place. Mm-hmm. But I'm happy that SM is sort of moving into a space, because I guess this would have been a company and artist decision to move into the space of actually apologizing. So
mm-hmm.
I'm happy about that progression. But I think we're beyond it. Like, just don't say it. Like, it's not a new word. Just don't do that. And for other fans that are like not black, I don't think you should tell black fans to be like, "Hurry up, accept the apology," or, "They already apologized, get over it." Like, I think it is for the group that was offended to process and proceed or accordingly.
Don't be one of those people that like, "We accept your apology." She's not apologizing to you.
She's not talking to you. Oh god.
That's like if I pushed Shay and I'm like, "Oh, sorry, Shay," and some random guy's like, "Oh, it's okay." What? No one's apologizing to you, sir.
I think we're moving into a space where, not even moving into a space, it's a word. Everyone knows the meaning around that word. Don't say it if it doesn't apply to you, and just stay respectful.
As, you know, the rapper Aminé would say, "Killer, if you ain't black, don't say it.
Oh my god.
Anyway, so that's the end of Hot Topics. If there's anything you want us to talk about, discuss, or you want to chime in to anything that we spoke about today, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You, or you can use the hashtag, no one uses it anyway, but you know, you can be first. Use the hashtag How You At You. Okay, moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, hot tea, games, all of that good stuff. You can send that to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you could go to kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
Okay. Our very first unpopular opinion for today is NCT was Lee Soo Man attempting to recreate Super Junior.
We've already spoken about this.
I think the last time we spoke about it, I don't know if someone said it was him trying to recreate EXO.
No, not saying that. I'm saying is We've kind of talked about this before, where these women wanted to have a group that kind of members will graduate and it will exist forever, and there'd be like infinite amount of members. And NCT seems to be the version that's working at the moment. I don't know if it's gonna, like, in terms of having a group that lasts forever, it's not gonna be the same, because what's missing is people are in love with the individual people. So when they, because look how, like, they tried to graduate Mark from NCT Dream just for Mark to end up back in NCT right back. So
yeah, like you said, it's been a concept that they've been trying to do for a while. I'm actually not familiar. I don't know Super Junior. I ever didn't get into them as much, or it's a bit before my time. But I know they had, like, wasn't there like the regular Super Junior? Wasn't Henry in Super Junior?
Yes.
Like, he was in like the M unit.
Yes. So there was like a M unit and the Korean unit. I'm not like full versed on Super Junior history. I think that's what he was trying to do. Mm-hmm. But then I don't know what it is with SM back then and Chinese members and that whole palaver. I don't know. I don't know what happened with Super Junior.
Yeah, I guess we'd have to say this, like, NCT is definitely the most successful of all of the prototypes that have happened so far.
Yeah. NCT is just basically going to be like the last male group of SM at this point, because every time they debut some like new members, they're part of some unit of NCT. I feel like the SM brand is big enough, the universe is big enough to have a complete new separate group, because at the end of the day, I feel like what's going to be missing as well, after a while, people are intimidated now to get into NCT. Because there's too many members. So imagine when there's like 42 members.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on paper. But before Shotaro and what's his name, Sungchan came, I was like, nah, this is too much. They're very beautiful to me. I know all of them. But I agree. I don't know how much longer this could keep happening and going on. But then again, I guess technically SM would be due a new boy group because aespa came out last.
Yeah.
So I would be really interested to see like what that image would be for that boy group, because I don't think they would be as galactic as NCT. Yeah. Because that would just feel too much like an overlap.
Yeah.
So they would have to have a really clear image and style.
Yeah, because the thing is as well, I get what Suman is trying to do, but I feel like it will still have the same effect if he just made other SM artists club with newer SM artists. Because you'll still get the intrigue from older groups fan base into the newer groups fan base. I don't know why there isn't more cross pollination.
One thing that I could have seen working, and I would have been so upset if it did happen, so I don't really like the fact that I've had this idea.
Yeah.
But if NCT was almost like a Produce 101 type thing, so there would be a group but only for like a year or a year and a half, then they would graduate fully, so like they would leave the group, then there would be another group, if that makes sense.
I see what you're saying, but again, I feel like people are going to be so attached to that unit. Because listen, NCT Dream did not disband. One man graduated and left, and people were crying. They're oh, let's put it back.
Put it back.
We're sorry. I still feel like it'd be the same issue. Because even like with the Produce 101 groups, like when IOI disbanded, when 101 disbanded, when iZone disbanded, they was like, oh my God, no. Don't do it. Don't break it. Oh no, the table is broken.
Oh my God. Yeah, I don't know. I guess we just have to watch and see. But I guess we agree with this unpopular opinion that it was the sort of same kind of concept, but sort of more properly executed this time around with NCT.
Yeah.
All right, our next unpopular opinion is K-pop is way more popular internationally than domestically, and Swipe by ITZY was mediocre. I was quite disappointed. Okay, the first bit first. So K-pop is more popular internationally than it is domestically.
I feel like it is, but I don't know, because I don't live in Korea. I don't know. I feel like it is only because I kind of view it the other way around. So I think I told you this story. So you know how over here, right, you mm-hmm. have like Korean culture group meetup situations where there's yeah. like groups set up, you know, you eat Korean food, mm-hmm. you sing K-pop, whatever. That's a whole thing, right? Yeah. I know shade to people that enjoy that. That's fine. So when I was in Korea, there was the opposite of that. There was like British, like culture groups. Mm. So they had biscuits. They had tea.
Crumpets.
I can't remember crumpets. I definitely was biscuits. There was fried chicken. Fried chicken was just because we were hungry, okay? This had nothing to do with it. And I remember this one guy. He was like, oh, let's sit around and sing Adele. And I was like, what? And
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This was like a couple years, like, not a couple years ago, probably like more than 5 years ago now. And then he was like, oh, he named it an Adele song. And no, I think Adele's very talented. I think her music's great. But like, I don't listen to Adele like that. Like, I couldn't sing a verse of Adele, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, let's start. And I was like, oh, I only know the chorus. And he's like, but you're British. But it's Adele. I feel like it's that. Not saying that Adele's probably the wrong example, because Adele's Adele. Like, she's huge. It's kind of like when a friend comes around to your house and like, oh my gosh, like, your fridge is amazing. And oh my gosh, you got this and you got that. Because it's like so different to what you have in your house. You're yeah. like, oh my gosh, wow, this is amazing. Whereas because you live it, you're in it. It's just like, you can't see it. You sometimes forget how amazing your fridge is. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know if that made any sense. I'm pretty sorry.
I get what you mean. I don't know if popular is the right word then, because it might be as popular, because popular is just like pop culture. Like, a lot of people know about it and a lot of people engaged with it, but I think it's treated differently.
Yeah.
I think that might be a better way to put it, because I believe K-pop to be quite popular in Korea. But I think it's just how vocal people are about it and the difference in like events that happen.
The attitudes to it.
Exactly. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's any less popular. Maybe some groups are more popular internationally than domestically. Yeah. And then onto the second unpopular opinion from this person, Swipe by ITZY was mediocre and I was quite disappointed.
Confession, I've never heard that song.
Well, we're gonna go off of my 2 seconds of knowledge. The only interaction I've had with Swipe is seeing them do like the choreo bit to the chorus, which I'm assuming is meant to be like a trend. I wouldn't say, well, I haven't listened to the whole thing, but based off of what I've heard.
Okay, wait. Okay, can we pause and listen to it?
Okay, we'll be back.
We'll be back.
Okay, so we're back. We listened to half the song.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
That sounds so shady. I just love it.
Oh, no.
It's not a bit of me. It's interesting. I think it's like after the chorus, a bit after the chorus or in the chorus. There's like this sound sample. I don't even know how to describe it. It sounds like that particular bit. I hope you guys can catch on what part I'm talking about, because I'm not explaining myself well. But it sounds like, you know, when you're younger and your parent would buy you like a really cheap ass toy phone, and you press it and you don't even understand what sounds are coming out of the phone because it's like really cheap.
I'm done.
Not saying the song sounds like that. Okay, I'm gonna shut up now. Shay?
In my opinion, like, once, like, similarly to you, it isn't my kind of song. I couldn't see myself listening to this by choice. but I don't think it's a bad song. I think it serves the purpose of what it looks like it was for. It looks like a song that they wanted to push on TikTok, because even the music video had quite a TikTok theme to it.
Oh, there's a music video.
Yeah.
See, I'm so behind. Sorry.
So we're only going on bits of information, but I think it serves the purpose of them wanting to release this song and for it to be trendy. Like,
but is it trendy? Is it working? Because I have not come across it. I think I've actually heard the swipe thing once.
Okay. I don't know.
I feel like when you try to force TikTok trends, it doesn't, unless you're like Lil Nas X, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
I feel like people that try to push it don't really know how it works and how to catch people. Like, you just try to think, oh, if I do a little dance or I do a little trend, or if it's repetitive enough, it will catch on. But sometimes it's missing that je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, I get what you... Yeah. I just, like, went onto the sound on TikTok, and there's, like, 23,000 videos. A lot of them look like edits of just, like, their actual stage performances. There are some people doing the trend. I get the purpose of what it seems like that the song was supposed to be for. But like you said, you can't always force a trend. I'm not like immensely disappointed in it. I'm just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. And then our last unpopular opinion for today is, y'all don't need to protect your idols in the comment sections. People are allowed to have opinions.
Yes.
They're allowed to disagree with you. For example, I see so many armies coming for people's throats when they have an opinion.
Yeah. I agree with this opinion. This is why we have this podcast, baby. Yeah. But okay, let's break it down, because I feel like I'm trying to answer all of it at once. So the first part is, you don't need to protect your idols in the comment section. Yeah, you don't. I mean, okay, I think it depends.
It's contextual. Like, if someone's being dragged because of their body or something mental health related, like just being a regular human, you would stand up for someone. But even then,
you don't need to protect them. You could just be like, you could just drown out those comments with going,
yeah,
you look beautiful, your eyes look great, or whatever. You don't actually have to start a whole argument, Fred. Like, that's the thing with half these people that leave negative comments that are not like critiquing, it's just like negative for the sake of being negative. They're craving for that attention because there's some part of their life that they're sad or something. So if you just let them talk by themselves and you just drown your faves comments with like, oh my gosh, your outfit's giving, like, whatever, then they'll shut up.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's more about like counteracting it in a positive way rather than engaging with it, because sometimes that even pours more fuel into the fire.
Yeah.
But I think there's a difference, like we already stated, there's a difference between wanting to support someone in a positive way by either putting in more comments or being supportive than jumping on people that have an opinion that differ with yours.
Yeah, I agree. And we're all different. We're all going to have different opinions. And as this person said, we are allowed to disagree. And I do feel like, especially if you're going against the grain, and especially if it's, I'm sorry, I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to be dragged. But it's all about drive. What about... I'm joking. But, no. What I'm trying to say, I forgot to say now. Yeah, but I do feel like if you do disagree or you don't have the same opinion as the majority, and especially, I know armies don't come for me, but you guys have like the loudest minority.
Mm-hmm.
Then, like, I could be an army and I could be like, oh, I didn't like their last song. And then you have people underneath that person going, you're not a true fan. A true fan is being real and be like, this doesn't feel good to me, but I'm still going to support you. Like,
Exactly. And it's all about the way things are done at the end of the day. Because if someone had an opinion, I don't know, let's just use Dynamite, for example. If someone's like, oh, I don't really think that Dynamite's that good of a song. Like, I feel like some of the other songs are better than this one. I would see that as a fair opinion. That's just someone stating their opinion. And there isn't really real malicious intent behind it. It's just someone saying that it's not their favorite and they think that some others are better. But if someone's like, Dynamite's trash, BTS is untalented, this, that, and the other, that's different. But that still doesn't mean that you should engage with that. You could just keep doing you, keep being supportive.
Yeah, just scroll past it.
I guess we agree with that one. Just be nice, be respectful, keep spreading positivity. And the more you engage with like negativity or negative comments, it kind of fuels those people because they're like, oh, I'm getting attention and they'll want to do it more.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yes. Well, thank you for all those unpopular opinions. Remember that you guys can send any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, or requests to halutea@gmail.com. You can drop them anonymously on Shanice's website. Shanice, what's the web address?
kpopbox.co.uk/halueju.
Yes, or you can just DM them to us on socials. We know that you guys are very vocal on TikTok, so drop them there as well. But as we round up this week's episode, it's time for On the Radar. So me and Shanice are going to let you know what's been on our radars, if we've been listening to anything, watching anything, or anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
So I watched the video with DJ Snake, Zuna, Megan Thee Stallion, and Lisa from Blackpink. They have a song together called SG. I see what they were trying to do. Like, it's not a bad song. Maybe it's a grower. I've only heard it like once. I think what they were going for was like, you know, like the tacky tacky effect part two. But I don't know, I feel like it was missing something. But the thing is, what cracked me up was that terrible green screen. Let's not piece.
Can we just act like it didn't happen?
I'm sorry, I can't ignore it. I was watching, I was like, why does Lisa look like that? Why does she look awkward? I'm like, wait, she's not that. Why did they do that?
No, because there were like some points and Miss Girl was just levitating. I was like, who is... you know what? It would have been a better bullet to bite. I would have just taken a book out of that one BTS MV that they done recently where they were like partially holograms, and because you can kind of mix and mash it. Lisa could have been a hologram. Megan could have been a hologram. Like, you could have made it seem like it was the vibe. But
yeah, it was just really badly done. Like, whoever edited that was like really... Because there was points where how tall... Lisa and Megan are not the same height.
No, no.
But there were times...
I don't think it was the height thing that threw me off. What threw me off was the lighting.
Yeah, it was the lighting, but what I'm saying is the way that they stretched her body as well. And like, as you said, like sometimes it like she was floating and it was obvious that she wasn't there. Like, as you said, like they could have done like a whole hologram thing. And I feel like if they couldn't be together, I've seen videos where, I'm trying to remember what video it was. There was a video, I think T-Pain and...
But there are literally so many ways you could make it work.
I can't. I'm trying to think of a video. Was it AJ Tracy? I can't remember who it was. That doesn't sound like a real collaboration. I think I made that up. But there's a video where T-Pain is featuring, and he couldn't be at the shoot, right? And they basically didn't use green screen. They used a blue screen. So I think the video was set like it was meant to be like a pool party, right? So whoever the main person was, I really feel like it was AJ Tracy, but I feel like I'm making it up. So he was rapping and then T-Pain's part was about to come. So they pan over and then it's like T-Pain sitting at the other end of the pool. And it still looks like he was there, even though he wasn't there. Like, the only reason why I didn't know he wasn't there was because I saw the behind the scenes. They could have done something like that. So they didn't have to, they could have been together, but didn't have to be together. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Wait, I think I found the music video. Yeah, it's pretty simple. Like, there are so many ways you could do it. Panning is a great way to have done it. You could have just had more individual shots, because even I'm assuming that Megan was there, unless they green screened her too.
No, I feel like Lisa was the only one that wasn't there. To me,
yeah, but even in like Megan's shots with like the two other guys, those felt quite awkward as well. So I don't know if it was a rushed thing or they were like, let's just push it out, or something got delayed, but it wasn't giving what it should have gave.
Yeah, it was. But it was funny though.
I don't think it was meant to be funny.
It was. And talking about the song, it wasn't a bad song. I don't know. I feel like sometimes, I don't know. Sometimes you just expect more, or maybe because like you're in your mind, you're trying to make the song play up to the last song. So maybe, I don't know, it's a grower. Like, no, it wasn't like a bad song. Like, Megan did her thing, Lisa did her thing, Ozuna did his thing, whatever. But like, yeah.
Well, somebody's getting fired, but you live and you learn.
I just had something that I edit or something. I'm shading myself. I don't edit like that. Anyway.
Oh my God. My radar, what's been on my radar? I can't think of anything in particular at this moment in time, but really random, literally before we started recording, I opened Instagram and I think one of the members of Seventeen was in like a play, and I low-key want to kind of see one of those like idol plays, like a play that an idol's in, because I think it would be interesting to see them in a different way. So
acting.
Yeah. Well, not just acting, because I feel like theatrical acting is different to like TV or drama acting. Mm. So I think seeing them immerse themselves in like a very theatrical world would be interesting. I don't know.
Yeah. Book your ticket. Yeah, that's it, guys. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
And remember that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, or requests to howyouat@gmail.com. Leave them on Shanice's website or just drop them to us via socials.
Yeah, so if you want to visit the website, that's kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou, and you can fill out a form. I've been Shanice from K-pop Box. You can follow me at kpopbox_ on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok.
Get a girl. And I've been Shay from the K-Way. You guys can follow me on Instagram at @theKway_100 or on TikTok @theKway_.
Yums. And until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.